Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here at the KUAC Newsminer Update. A new local proposal to reduce smoke pollution is being introduced Thursday. The measure would make it harder to ignore burn bans and requires a permit to install a wood stove in a newly constructed house starting in 2018. The ordinance, sponsored by Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle, would apply in areas of the borough known as the Air Quality Control Zone, which includes the most densely populated neighborhoods. The measure is in response to a reclassification of Fairbanks and North Pole from a moderate smoke pollution non-attainment area to a serious one. Under the new designation, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency expects the borough and the state to adopt new rules to reduce the concentrations of PM2.5, a byproduct of wood smoke that accumulates in the Tanana Valley airshed on winter days when air is stagnant. Levels of PM2.5 in Fairbanks and North Pole routinely exceed limits set under the Federal Clean Air Act and have caused environmental groups to sue the EPA to press the agency to enforce its clean air rules here. Fairbanks is one of three cities, the other two are in Utah, facing new pressures to address PM2.5, which has been shown in multiple scientific studies to erode heart and lung health. Burn bans have been called in North Pole in recent years in response to smoke pollution. Ordinance 2017-44 would require owners of newer model stoves to get a waiver if they want to avoid a Stage 1 burn ban. Currently, burn bans under Stage 1 air alerts only apply to older model solid fuel burning devices. Stage 2 bans apply to all solid fuel burning devices in the air quality control zone, which runs north from the Tanana River to the ridge above Farmer's Loop. To the east, it includes Badger Road and North Pole. To the west, it stops south of Chena Ridge Road. Also under the measure, those participating in the wood stove changeout program would need to have their new devices professionally installed. The ordinance also puts new requirements on those looking to avoid air quality rules altogether. The measure requires those seeking a no other adequate source of heat determination to show they have an approved device, essentially a newer model stove, prove they know how to use it, and that their wood is stored properly. To show proof of economic hardship, a person would need to show that they qualify for some kind of economic or public assistance. Applications for permits to install a solid fuel burning device in a newly constructed building would cost $375 under the new measure. The penalty for failing to obtain a permit would be $1,000. Some of the new rules being proposed were recommended by the borough's Air Pollution Control Commission, which held multiple public hearings. The ordinance is set to be referred to a special committee of the whole meeting on May 31st, followed by a public hearing on June 19th. Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan's take on hot-button issues drew mixed responses during his first town hall meeting in Interior Alaska Friday. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
Before Friday's town hall meeting in North Pole began, organizers urged respectful dialogue rather than a shouting match. And for the most part, the audience complied. But many carried green and red placards and flashed them at statements by Senator Dan Sullivan. Alaska's junior senator opened with some broad remarks about his priorities, the top being the nation's and state's economy. He highlighted military spending that will benefit Alaska. He also addressed the firing of FBI Chief James Comey.
The timing of the president's firing raises questions that he and his team are going to need to answer.
Far and away, the dominant subject Friday night was the proposed gutting and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Sullivan's negative opinion on Obamacare drew a sea of red cards and the strongest vocal response by the audience.
I actually think we're a state that's probably been hurt by the Affordable Care Act worse than any other state.
Sullivan defended his statement by pointing to Alaska's high insurance premiums and the one remaining provider in the state. Audience questions were drawn at random, and small business owner and musician Robin Dale Ford used her time to challenge Sullivan on health care. She says before Obamacare, she couldn't afford insurance, and her situation represents the face of American health care.
And I feel like I've added to my community, my state, and I feel like my tax dollars go to pay for yours and your family's great care. Yeah. Why am I not worthy?
While Sullivan sidestepped the political clout of big pharmaceuticals and insurance companies, he did say he was no fan of big pharma. The other topic that stirred the audience was Sullivan's explanation for supporting Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education.
She has a passion for education.
The senator urged the audience to study DeVos's resume. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.